News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, exceeding him would be quite difficult. Does a fantastic job being our producer. That includes making sure everybody gets on the radio that's supposed to, but also making sure the podcasts are up and on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever you download your podcasts. On the news line with us now, Mei-Ling Krantz is back. She's Chief Executive Officer at Transitions of PA. She's been in a leadership position there, oh my gosh, probably about a year or so. We met her last year at this time. We started to talk about the auctions that were underway, important fundraisers, and the mission and work of Transitions. And she's back on the line. Good morning, Mei-Ling. Thank you for calling in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I really do appreciate it. We'll talk about a very important fundraiser that's underway right now in a moment, but wanted to check in and kind of see your first year in office there, so to speak, and in the leadership role. So kind of give us a state of the leadership and state of the affairs at Transitions.
Yeah, it's been a really great year, actually about a year and a half now. Really challenging with everything going on with the COVID-19 pandemic. Certainly, we saw our fair share of struggles related to the labor market and having some turnover in our positions, but we have an amazing team of advocates, and they're just so dedicated. And so we've been so fortunate that despite everything, we've not had to cut services. We've been available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so that part of it's been really fantastic.
Now, if somebody is not familiar with the services, this is probably the hardest question I'll ask you because you have to kind of squeeze in a lot in a short amount of time. Reiterate to our audience the good work of Transitions and the really just ultra-comprehensive scope of what you do.
Yeah. So Transitions is your local comprehensive crisis center here in the Susquehanna Valley. We do everything from operating a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week crisis hotline, offering emergency safe housing, legal advocacy services, counseling and therapy, civil legal representation through our law office. We have a family justice center where we do safe custody exchange and visitation. We have an extensive housing program where we offer support for permanent safe housing. We just do a lot of different things, and you're right, we're really comprehensive. We're a well-rounded program that really offers victims and survivors anything they could need, and all of our services are voluntary, they're safe, and they're at no cost.
Well, we've seen so many people helping us out and spoken to so many good people there over the years. Heather Snyder comes to mind, but, I'm drawing a blank now. Eckie Fryer and just a wide range of other individuals who have helped along the way and have been participants in this. So there's certainly a long list of folks pulling for the families and the women and the people in the Central Susquehanna Valley through Transitions. Transitionsofpa.org, so we want to make sure we mention that. Fundraising, critically important. You're a genuine nonprofit if there ever was one, and you do have an auction underway, New Beginnings. So explain the title, New Beginnings, and then we'll talk about the auction in greater detail.
Yeah, so every year we try to pick a new theme, and this year we picked New Beginnings. Really, you know, at the core of what we try to do as a program is provide victims and survivors an opportunity to just sort of evaluate, you know, what they want in their lives. And many of them want new beginnings. They want safe beginnings and, you know, an opportunity to start over in a way that is safe and free from violence. And so it seemed fitting for us this year.
All right. So explain what's up for auction. You can't name everything, a hundred items there. And give us an overview of the auction and how do we participate and so on.
Sure. So we have two components of our auction. It is our largest fundraiser every year. Right now, we have a virtual online auction running, which is what used to be our silent auction, but we've opened it up to the public. And you're right, we have over 100 items, everything from trips to jewelry, gift cards, sporting events. We've been just so fortunate with the support that we've received from our local community and across the state of Pennsylvania even. So really a lot of fantastic things that you can take a look at and bid on. That auction closes tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. If you want to bid on any of the items, you want to go in and take a look at it, registration is free for that event. You can just go right to our website, transitionsofpa.org, and there's right at the top, there's a shop button. You can go right in there and check everything out. And then tomorrow night, we have our live auction. This is the first time we're live in 2 years. So we're back at Susquehanna University, and we have 10 amazing live auction packages this year to auction off. I think I looked last night, and 6 of the 10 are new packages, but everything from dinners to travel to live music, and so just a really wide range, well-rounded group of auction packages. And for anyone who's looking for something to do tomorrow night, we do have about 5 tickets left. And so if you're interested in coming in person, please give our administrative office a call, and we can get you hooked up with a ticket.
All right. Well, yeah, explain. So the set the scene, what happens during the live auction, the times and the places and so on. Explain what folks can sort of plan on.
Yeah, so the event is meant to be informative but also just a lot of fun. So we have a cocktail hour to start off the evening. Drew Kelly is our MC again this year. We each year we present our advocacy award, our Pete Mackey Advocacy Award. So that award this year is going to Carol Good, who works for North Penn Legal Services and was really one of the founding members at the table way back when, before Transitions was Transitions, and it was Susquehanna Valley Women in Transition. And so we're excited to award her tomorrow night. We have a speaker who is a survivor coming to talk to us about her story and what it took to get out of the abusive situation that she was in. We have a cash raffle going on, and then we'll go right into our live auction. We will split that up this year back by popular demand is our dessert dash. If you're not familiar with what that is each table gets to bid on a dessert table, and whoever bids the highest would basically have a foot race to see who can get to their dessert first. So we're mixing that in, and then we do a raise the paddle, which is basically a funded need. We're asking people to give support what we're doing, because again, our services are free to anybody who's seeking them, and so this is really an important fundraiser for us.
And all of the details, transitionsofpa.org, you can click through to the auction site and then give them your email and get set up, as I have done. So it started to bid on the Simone Roy drawing or painting, so we can get that going at this at our house. And there's a wide range of other things that folks have donated there, so you can get there. And then, of course, at Susquehanna University, a live, in-person, fun event with a cocktail hour. Geez, hard to believe we're doing something like this again, but that's great. So, and of course, we have to thank Drew Kelly. He's still a colleague here to a certain extent, and we're glad that he frees himself up to do a fantastic job, as he always does. Again, we're going to wrap up how we began, try to give our audience some sense of why the fundraising is important and why this nonprofit group, Transitions of PA, is critically important. Could you please wrap us up with an appeal that sort of summarizes why a lot of folks have already been moved to help and why people have helped so much over the years?
Yeah, absolutely. So Transitions, again, is just your local comprehensive crisis center. We are the only ones in the Susquehanna Valley providing the wide, extensive range of services that we do. All of our services are safe, they're voluntary, there are no costs to anybody who's been a victim or survivor. We serve anybody who's seeking help, from children to teenagers to adults. Anybody who needs that help could reach out, and we're always there. And we can't do this without the support of the community, and we have such an amazing supportive community that comes out and either provides through sponsorships. Just want to mention a couple of sponsors. We have a huge amount of sponsors coming out this year. Our largest sponsors, Pennsylvania Skill, Wise Market, First National Bank, UPMC, Health Plan, and The Daily Item were our large sponsors this year. And, sponsors coming out and providing for our silent auction. And, really what it comes down to, we are a nonprofit. And, we're here in the community to make sure our services are free and accessible. And we couldn't do this without all of the amazing support we've received from everybody within our community.
Well, thank you again so much for your help and your services and all you're doing and the work that you do and making this available and really just for being a really critical part of the solution in the Central Susquehanna Valley. Thank you, Mei Ling. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mark. Have a great day.
Thank you. Mei Ling Krantz is the Chief Executive Officer at Transitions of PA. Of course, all of their normal works are underway there and education, and they got the auction. The online auction is underway now, the virtual auction, and then tomorrow night is the in-person live auction. So you can get details about that at transitionsofpa.org.